This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Turn out to be a great day for you. If you're an Olympian, you may be surprised to hear that at the moment anyway, as the search goes on for someone to host the 2022 Olympics, so far no takers. The next Olympics to be awarded kind of next year at this time. Rather than going to the strongest bid, the games may end up going to the last city standing. There are a long list of potential hosts who have given up on their Olympic dreams because the whole thing is a useless waste of money, turning out to be a red herring. Yesterday, the folks in Poland withdrew their bid for the game, a day after a citywide referendum suggested that 70% of the voters said they didn't want to host the Olympics. So that was the end of that. Same thing with Stockholm, Sweden. They've pulled out. Munich, Germany pulled out. St. Moritz, Switzerland. The bid there fell apart. So what's going on?
Well, there's only one thing to do then.
What's that?
You're going to have to offer up your farm, Dougie.
Yeah. Bring the Olympics over here on the farm. Great.
Here's my prediction.
Expensive, yes, to do the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program. Richie, your suggestion is?
NBC seems to be all over whatever it takes to get the Olympics done.
Yeah.
They will. I mean, how much did they pay for the television rights just a month ago?
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
Yep.
I would think that they will probably go, okay,
Universal Studios.
Right, X City. We will pay for you to help build everything it takes and share in the profits and
really?
The cost.
Think that will happen?
No, but that's a big guess.
All right, here's
They're
Dave.
They're not going to let it fly away.
Let's see. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com, Ken at DougStefan.com, Roberta at DougStefan.com, Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Rich at DougStefan.com. Our email is something that gets used, but mostly people use Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day. Yes, Rich?
We're trying to help rebuild countries around the world.
Yes, we are.
Why don't we pay for it to be held there?
Yeah, like the Afghanistan Olympics. Where?
Like in Afghanistan.
Yeah, perfect.
The Summer Olympics would be wonderful there.
Yep.
Baghdad.
Somalia.
Why not Baghdad?
Let's go to Somalia.
No, I don't think we're having to build Somalia.
Oh, but we're building Baghdad.
Nigeria.
Back up again.
Nigeria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Let's take the Olympics there.
Yeah.
What would it do for a country
like
that?
We could add in hacking as a brand new event. That would be cool.
Would Russia host them again?
The Ukraine.
Yeah. Right, there you go. Uh-huh.
Hey,
Qatar.
An airliner.
There
How
you go.
Qatar? How about that?
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Has it ever been held in a Middle Eastern country?
Nope.
Nah.
Dave writes, Sochi raised the bar to $51 billion. That's what it cost them to build out.
Kind of a mess.
Yeah, it was. But the Russians spent $51 billion. That's right.
Look at Brazil. Brazil is an absolute mess right now.
Yeah.
Trying to host the World Cup and then the Olympics. Yeah. It's a mess.
Mm-hmm. The discussion of the VA and our hospital care and the Affordable Health Care Act will be the focus of our conversation with a gentleman who is a professor of clinical medicine, a nephrologist here in, I think it's New York, Bethesda, Boston, and New York, studying medicine and what's going on for care is part of what he's done with his life. So Dr. Richard Emmerling will join us in a few moments to discuss the idea that I came up with the other day, whether I was being cynical or not, that the business of the VA being run so badly was a cynical attempt on the part of the bureaucrats of the administration to get everything into
the national health care system all together. Put it all together. Is that reality or not? We'll find out in a few moments. The other thing, or one of the other things, one of the many things focusing yet again today, has there been a day in the past month when we haven't talked about global warming or forecasting or climate change or whatever it is? You may be interested to know, and I said this yesterday, because the hurricane season starts over the weekend. Officially, it goes from June until November. We don't ever usually see hurricanes until August, September, early part of October. That's when they are the worst. But you may recall that a year ago they said it was going to be a horrible season, and there turned out to be nothing, really, no activity at all. This year they say, don't worry, it's going to be an easy season. So one's putting one's hat on backwards. Wow, does that mean we're going to get clobbered? Now, science is hoping to improve on hurricane forecasting by using what tool? All right, everybody. Has five letters, begins with a D. Has
I'd
an
like
R.
to go with drone. Sir.
Drone. Good for you, Jennifer.
Yeah.
You win the prize.
Predicts hurricanes and picks up dog poop.
Yep.
And delivers Amazon packages.
Researchers plan to collect data from drones that are being built now. They'll be dispatched into the areas of the ocean where hurricane winds are picking up. Or hurricane-type winds. They'll put the drones out there and just leave them and see what happens. That's supposed to be...
Yeah, for something that's going to be such a huge part of our life, don't you think it'd be nice to pick a better name?
Than drone?
Drone.
Well, but that's what they do. They're drones.
They're drones.
Drones.
Robotics. Yeah. You know, on global warming, the new Fox show, The Cosmos,
yeah,
with Neil deGrasse Tyson, mm-hmm. I was shocked to see this commercial for the next episode, especially on Fox, where he says global warming is a fact, and if we don't do something about it. So their whole next episode is on global warming, and he comes right out and says global warming is real, and it's our fault, and what are we going to do about it? And that's going to be our next episode.
Really?
And I'm interested to watch it and see what his take on it is. It's an interesting show, but, you know, it's a controversial topic. So I just looked up Cosmos, the show.
Yeah.
Do you know who the executive producer is?
No, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Seth MacFarlane.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
100 Ways to Die in the West or something. Isn't that what's that?
100 Ways to Die in the West is his movie coming out. Yeah. Ted and the American Dad or American Family, whatever the cartoon is.
In a moment. Dr. Richard Amerling will join us, and we'll talk more about the connection with the scandal in the VA and the way Obamacare is being run. Do they belong together? 14 after the hour on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
So the conversation about the VA, prominent in lots of people's minds, disgusting, disgraceful, distracting, and much can be said, I guess, in the same vein with regard to people's feelings about Obamacare, at least in some circles. Some people think it's wonderful. Some people think the VA is wonderful. Let's talk to Dr. Richard Amerling, who is an associate professor of clinical medicine and an academic nephrologist at Beth Israel in New York. First, tell us what an academic nephrologist is. Will you please, Dr. Amerling?
Well, I'm a nephrologist. I mainly do consultative nephrology, but I have an academic bent, meaning that I think about research and I do a little clinical research and writing. So I do.
But people don't know what
affiliation.
For people who don't know what a nephrologist is, that's the underscore here.
That's a specialist of kidney diseases.
Yeah. The kidney is not liver, though. It's just kidney,
not
right?
Liver. It's kidney.
Okay. So you're interested in the scandal in the Veterans Administration, something that a lot of people are talking about. How does that play into government health care in general, and what should we be aware of here?
Well, it's a model for government-run bureaucratic health care. Bureaucracies all tend to suffer from the same problems. They lack real competition. No one is really watching the bottom line. In fact, their motivation within the bureaucracy is to try to grow their budgets, not shrink them. There are all sorts of gimmicks that are used to try to create outcomes as opposed to really incentivizing those that produce. And you see it playing out in the VA. They had the system in place where they had a mandate to have all patients seen within a certain time period. Well, they couldn't do it. Right, they couldn't generate the system to make that happen, so they just fudged the numbers. They created a false waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a problem with bureaucracies. They can't really make things happen, and they just tend to grow and eat up dollars.
Well, but
the
mentality, the mentality of this is that even if we all seem to disagree, or most people, 74% don't like Affordable Health Care Act, don't like what it's going to cost, all of the things that are coming into reality, but yet these things keep growing like a virus. And one wonders how, again, the medical profession, why isn't it that everybody who's in the medical profession who finds this to be abhorrent stands up and, as a group, the American Medical Association, for example, or some of these other groups, why in the world are they being so silent about all this?
Well, our organization, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, has been very vocal, but we're a small group. The AMA doesn't really represent physicians, and they are in cahoots with the government.
Mm-hmm.
They make money by providing them coding systems. So they don't speak for physicians. And there is no national organization that really represents physicians, except ours and one or two others, Docs for Patient Care, I should mention. But we're small and underfinanced. So it's a tough battle. I mean, we are fighting this as best we can.
Yeah. So what's the future here? What do you think is going to happen? What's the crystal ball look like for you?
Well, I see a almost inexorable trend towards increasing control over actual medical practice, and that is going to be done through various payment for performance schemes, performance measurement, things like that. In other words, they're going to try to impose a fairly rigid standard of care. There's this concept that everybody ought to be treated the same.
Yeah.
Well, that's really antithetical to the way I was taught to practice medicine,
right,
which is that everybody's different and they need individualized care.
It shows that there is no real understanding of what the individual needs are. We've all become zombies and robots to serve the government and its interests and not ourselves. Dr. Richard Amerling with some interesting thoughts here on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
Question.
Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Went gold with the album Stampede on this date in 1975. The San Jose, California group had 16 hits on the Billboard list. Two made it to number one. This is one of them, Blackwater, March 1975 was when it was released. Took it until the end of May to get to be number one. What a Fool Believes came out in April of 1979. That was another number one tune for the Doobies. Crack this up, Rich. You would like this?
Yeah, I love this song.
Yeah. All right, so Rich, I have a challenge for you.
Yeah, bring it on.
And I must admit to being distracted somewhat this morning, or at least right at this moment in time. I was aware yesterday, and I forgot to ask. Actually, I was aware last week. I think the end of the week last week, we had a video of the day that if you can find Friday's video of the day, an example, again, Kenny, of somebody having too much time on their hands. There are clips from Wolf Blitzer that were edited together with the help of Auto-Tune. So Wolf is singing Hungry Like a Wolf. And we have, I think Richie probably got into the audio.
Oh, yeah, we have to.
You got to get this? Have you got it?
10 seconds.
All right, I'll give you 10 seconds. So this is another creative. This is one of the things that makes life so interesting, as there are so many people who have so many things that they can do with technology, and they're silly sometimes. This is silly. So, again, clips of Wolf Blitzer edited together so that he's actually singing Hungry Like a Wolf.
And have my raving even closer behind.
They've got guests in split screens doing the doo 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 doo, and it's hysterical.
I'm under time, I'm after you. Smell like I sound. I'm walking my dog.
clumsy like the wolf.
I'm gonna give me nightmares.
I think he actually probably sings like this.
I can't decide of the music we've heard today that's posted at DougStephan.com which one is weirder, Christopher Lee singing with a heavy metal group.
That is great.
And it's the Impossible Dream or this thing, Duran Duran's Hungry Like a Wolf, or at least that's the origin of the music that Wolf Blitzer is sort of thrown into here. And these people...
You have to watch it just to see all the people going...
That goes back to that video we had last... Was it earlier this month or last month, Kenny, that focused on the music of the 90s?
Yeah.
It was all... And ho-hum and doo-doo and da-da and all that stuff. Wow. Amazing. Amazing what people are able to create. It is just, it's inspiring, actually.
You know,
I think that's what it is. It's inspiring.
I was listening to one of Leo Laporte's shows yesterday, and they were talking about the new iPad commercial.
Yeah.
And talking about how they try to make you think or make you feel like this device could unlock my inner creativity so that I could be the next Simon Le Bon or Beethoven or something like that. And for $500, look what I can get to help me create some of the greatest things ever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that ever. Powerful or what?
Very powerful, Richie. You're a powerful guy. 28 after on Good Day.
Find the best deals fast.
There are two apps I want to talk about that really will help you save money.
I'm Amy Nellis. This is Primetime Focus.
The first one is Shopular Coupons. It will alert you as you're in a store to coupons and deals that that store offers, maybe at the very time you're there.
To compare those deals with what's available somewhere else, try the app Shop Savvy. AARP financial educator, John Dolphinay.
Scan the barcode with your phone, and it automatically tells you the prices of the item at both online retailers and in other local stores.
And Shop Savvy tells you if the thing is in stock.
Isn't that awesome?
It is, actually.
The other thing is, it does give you the retailer's location and contact information.
So you can call and put it on hold. Tomorrow, saving money on gas. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a federal student loan. Pay attention. No matter how much you owe or how far behind you are on payments or even in default on your student loan, call First American Student Debt Relief toll-free assistance line right now at 888-796-0571. You can cut your payments in half right away or even more. First American Student Debt Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. We can fix your student loan problems today. Get your student loan out of default and reduce your payments. Call First American Student Debt Relief today, 888-796-0571. We've helped countless people just like you fix their student loan problems. Don't go another day with your loans behind or in default. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 888-796-0571. 888-796-0571. Call 888-796-0571 today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary.
Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Stephen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, who's in Los Angeles, and Kessler is in San Diego. On this good day, it's going to be warm where they are.
I know, but it's cold where you are, Dougie. We got to work on that.
Roberta, you're in Rhode Island, right? Roberta Fasano.
Cold.
Yeah, it's really
cold.
Cold
here this
we have 51
morning.
Degrees here. It's gone up from 49 where it was 4 hours ago when I first
it's
looked at it.
It's 52 here now.
Yeah, it's really miserable, cold, rainy,
really?
Horrible. Oh, it's
what's
awful.
Going on up there in the Northeast? It's nice down here in the Mid-Atlantic.
Nothing growing. Everything's nice and green, but you can't get any. As a farmer, I got to get on the land and get things going.
72 degrees here in D.C. right
good
now.
Good for you. All right, Richie, congratulations. Speaking of congratulations. There is congratulations in order for a French father who is a distant cousin of Pierre's. This father decided to put a new twist on some old classics in order to get rid of a group of people he suspected were selling drugs outside of his apartment building. His father, the father's name is Joel turned on
go date Jennifer Horn.
Nightly doses of classical music from Mozart and Beethoven to get rid of men who were smoking, drinking, and dealing drugs outside of his home.
The culture will take care of the editor.
Huh?
What's the matter with you? Joe came out here? The culture, you know what the culture is.
The culture.
You'll take care of it.
Take care of it. Really? The culture will take care of it every
culture.
Time? How would that happen here? How would you do that?
The non-culture people, they cannot stand the culture.
They also
cannot stand. Jennifer Horn, she knows how to date the culture. And with these men that she dates, I use them to drive away the trash.
That's true.
Yeah. Really?
She is cultured.
Hmm.
She has the same problem that he'll never hit.
Hmm.
The non-cultured people, so she
I made the mistake of telling Pierre about a terrible date that I had over the weekend.
Again?
Again?
Again? How do we lose the story about the father trying to get rid of the drug dealers? How did it get turned into Jennifer's date? Shiny penny on the wire.
Well,
did you listen to him?
We all know. I'll just give you the little brief part that Pierre's referring to, Dougie. Okay, yeah. We all know that I'm not the drug girl at all. Like, I will drink. I do not do any kind of drugs. No, nothing.
Right.
But yet, I went out on this date. We had a great time.
Yeah.
He came back to my house. I had apples sitting out on the counter in a bowl in the kitchen. He said, oh, can I have an apple? And I said, sure. And then I went to the bathroom. And then I come back, and he's sitting on my couch in my family room, and I smell something kind of funky. And I look in there, and he's smoking pot out of an apple.
Can you imagine?
See, even I didn't know you could do that.
Smoking pot out of an apple?
Who would do that? On a first date.
I know, without even asking.
I hope you threw him the hell out.
She did. It took 4 hours.
It took a little while.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Then you're going to love this. And then after drinking, like, I don't know, 10 beers, he started chewing tobacco.
Great.
Chewing
tobacco.
Where do you find these people?
Online.
Really?
Unbelievable.
All right, speaking of beer, I want to move quickly.
He wonders why he couldn't get a second date.
I don't know. I tell you, it's harder and harder
to
find quality people.
Holy.
And when you find quality people, you got to work
them.
On it and hold on to them. Brace yourselves, beer drinkers.
Yes.
Richie?
Yeah.
The summer of 2014 is shaping up as a shandymonium. Shandymonium.
Yeah.
A mixture of lager beer and lemon soda.
Yeah.
Soda? You're so cute right now.
There's Chucker. Shooter. I never heard of Shandy before. I don't drink.
Yeah,
so I guess that's probably why.
You would like it, but it's disgusting, yeah.
What is it?
Why is it disgusting? Because it's sweet and I...
Yeah, it's a way of making beer for people who don't like beer. They put that lemon-lime flavor in it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Where do you get this?
You can get it anywhere now. It's good. The whole, like, Budweiser has the
Lime-a-rita
beer, and it just gets stupid.
I'd like a shun.
That date that Jennifer had Saturday night, he was probably drinking those.
Really?
Yeah. Lime-infused beers. Or...
The story behind the story of this new trend in beer coming in this summer is at DougStefan.com. You see the picture. It looks like lemonade, actually.
You know what it is? It's the big beverage companies trying to mass-produce something that they see as craft brewing.
Right.
And it's a fail.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of failing, the Obama administration is going over plans now to train, equip, and help Syrian rebels. The aid would go only to, according to the government, carefully vetted groups, members of the opposition. So what keeps, when these guys get shot by the bad guys, the guns that we give them to get into the hands of the bad guys? Why are we getting involved in this, again, unless it's a play for the military-industrial complex? What is there in this for us? Back to Kenny. Would you? We asked a couple of questions earlier on, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day. What do we have that brings us up to date on people and their strong feelings about us getting involved here, there, and everywhere?
Well, we asked if we should be involved specifically. What we had been talking about earlier was about Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Gretchen says
that
no
the
way
question was whether or not we should send troops in to free these 279 young women that are being captured have been captured by the Boko Haram group. I'm sorry, Casey.
Right.
Go ahead.
Gretchen says no way. We have too many people here in the U.S. that need help.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem to ring a bell with the people who are making these decisions. That isn't what they consider in all of this. I don't think that's what they consider. Go ahead.
Tony says, sad to say, but no, we have our own girls to find.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of slave trading, sex trading, all that sort of thing going on here in all of the world. It's really sick. Yeah.
Hashtag cold-hearted.
Mm-hmm. What else, Kenny?
Ken says, no, we can't fix every wrong in the world.
Wow. I'm a little shocked by this, I have to tell you.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I see your point.
It's becoming very insular.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are.
I mean, I see it and I agree with it, but when it comes to babies, it's just, it's tougher. It's
all right,
tough
so then let's twist this around one more time, Kenny, and whether or not, just getting involved in foreign escapades, I can't imagine anybody would think it's a good idea, unless you're a militarist, to plan with the rebels, teach them how to do this, how to use the equipment, give them the equipment. How do we secure the equipment? You don't. And why should we be spending money to help? No, because they're trying to become democratic. Come on. I'm tired of that ruse, too.
Well, I mean, hey, listen, the big dream here is to be able to spread the democracy around the world and to help those who want democracy get it. But the reality the reality is that these guns usually end up in the wrong hands, and it ends up biting us in the butt a decade or 5 years or even 6 months down the road, and that's the tough part.
Yeah,
but I mean, I would hope that we would all agree that we would want to help democracy.
We do. I want to help, but I don't want to do it in a way that seems insecure, and the stuff just gets used to turn around against our guys.
It's a tough situation.
In circumstances that are,
and then you are feeding the military industrial complex, which is a problem too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, food for thought. And I think we've had it. We got anything light on Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter, or is it all the heavy stuff, Kenny?
I think we should talk about Jennifer's date.
No, I don't want to talk about it. This encourages me because she's such a beautiful human being and she gets these losers.
Yes.
Oof.
This
right,
is kind of light. We have this story at DougStefan.com and it's also on Facebook, and we've asked everybody to share it. There was a report on CNN yesterday on their website that was fake. And what they call an iReport, it's that anybody can post something there. And someone had posted about a giant asteroid on a collision course with Earth. And
I saw that.
It got thousands of comments, and people were sharing it, and everybody thought this was for real, and it was a fake. And once somebody at CNN realized it, they took it down. But in the meantime, it's spreading everywhere. So we put it on our Facebook page, and we asked everybody to share it. So everybody knows that everything's going to be okay.
Everything is beautiful in its own way. Coming up, the Dream Big America contestants for our May finalists. These three people are vying for $20,000 in prizes. You can vote for one. We'll play you a little info on, and we'll give you them, actually, in their own words, telling you about their company, their entrepreneurial adventure, as we support small business and people who have great ideas. I want them to get ahead, and that's why we put together this $20,000 prize package we give away every month for the Dream Big America contestants. One of them will win later today, and you could have a say in that, so we'll have the voices of the finalists coming up. In the meantime, how'd you sleep last night? I hope you slept better than I did. Sleeping pills are not the way to get a good night's sleep. Never, unless you've had an operation, you need to be put to sleep in a manner of speaking. The really best way for you to get a good night's sleep, both men and women, is to have men fixed, and I use that term advisedly with quotation marks around
now.
Fixed in the sense
I like that idea.
They're taking... We're going to fix all the guys that go out with you. Anyway, there are so many men who experience a tough night every night. They have prostate problems, and they can't stay asleep all night long, get up and go to the bathroom, wake up their spouse, makes it very uncomfortable. Now, if you found PT9, you know that you don't have that same problem any longer. PT9 is a wealth of benefits: healthy prostate, normal flow, complete bladder emptying. I know it sounds a little like TMI, but the information is so practical and so useful.
If you're a guy, you're familiar with the situation.
Right. Yeah. This is what you need when you're Richie's age and beyond. And if you don't have the problem yet,
you get into up your 40s, you start getting up in the middle of the night.
You get PT9 now. I get up in the middle of the night, but it's put Charlotte out. Doing it, but she's pretty much got to get up every night now and go out. And so I'm not going through the same thing, but I understand how this dishevels a night's sleep. PT9, healthy prostate, normal flow, complete bladder emptying. I underscore those things because they are so important. Call now to order PT9, 800-811-3790, risk-free. You take it, use it for 3 or 4 months, doesn't do the job, you get your money back. 800-811-3790. I think you're going to find that it does give you relief and gives your spouse relief. More women call. I say this all the time, but it's true. Women call to order this stuff now.
more than men do. 800-811-3790 and ask for a bonus. Ask for an extra bottle of PT9 and get a bottle of Heart Factors Plus. Or you can turn it around and order Heart Factors Plus, which gets oxygenated blood going through your system. Make sure all your muscles, your heart, your brain are working wonderfully. Function better with the products from Chamonix. PT9 and Heart Factors Plus, 800-811-3790.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that?
ABVI.
ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows they're BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. For a limited time, Sam's Club members get a savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Right now, you'll find fantastic deals on value-sized packs of Simply Lemonade, Italian Rose Fresh Salsa, Dixie Paper Plates, and more, all at members-only prices. Come into Sam's Club to get your savings book with more than $3,500 in extra savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hi, Dream Big America at dreambigamerica.us. The May finalists include Haroon Ishmael, who has a company called Akiba, and it is aimed at helping people with diabetes. Listen to his request for your support in the voting at dreambigamerica.us today.
People with diabetes are sick and tired of having to carry around bulky glucose meters. That's why we at Akiba have built the world's first all-in-one smartphone case glucose meter. We even let you share your data in real time with your care team so they can help you stay on top of your health. One physician that we spoke to even went so far as to say that this real-time streaming of data is the greatest advance in diabetes treatment since insulin. But if you're interested in learning more about Akiba or how you can get your hands on one of these devices, check out our website, like us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter.
All right, Haroon Ishmael, you want to support him for the $20,000 prize? Makes sense to you? Vote. This is the way of the future. It's really very interesting. We're going to start a part of the program next week, which the sixth hour every day is going to be aimed at someone who's got a great idea, and you'll be able to vote on that person that day, and then we'll have the winner every week on Friday. So it's going to be every day we present some of these great stories, a great American tradition. Next up is Crystal Plou from Amazi in San Francisco. Here's her story in part.
There's 66 billion plastic water bottles consumed annually in the United States alone, and only 13% of them are recycled. We found that 90% of you have refillable containers. You just don't know where to fill them up at. And right now, tons of cities, hundreds of campuses, and even more businesses have installed water refill and hydration stations. Yet there's currently no effective way to find these locations. So I created Amazi. It's an app and a website that finds clean water locations to refill reusable containers to end the use of bottled water. Amazi means water in Rwanda. We're a mission-based social enterprise dedicated not to just eliminating the consumption of bottled water, but aiding in the global water crisis, which includes over 800 million people a year without the access to clean water, which is why we also give a portion of our proceeds back to clean water initiatives around the world.
All right. And the final contestant is Lauren Cannon from PackSack in San Diego.
PackSack is the only self-packing, easy-to-use, easy-to-remember, reusable bag on the market. Grabber bags tend to be bulky, low quality, non-washable. PackSacks are lightweight, they're durable, washable, and so easy to use and remember, you'll never forget them in your car. With the patented design, PackSacks are so compact that they easily fit in your purse or pocket and are ready to use in a moment's notice. Not only are PackSacks perfect for grocery shopping, they're great for trips to the beach, using as a lunch bag, or toting around a local farmer's market. So next time you're asked paper or plastic, remember, reduce, reuse, pack that.
All right. Three contestants. Check them all out. The Dream Big America website, dreambigamerica.us, explains all about them. You can vote there as well for the person who's going to win $20,000 this month. Dreambigamerica.us.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
Me and Fred got quit.
What are you doing, Fred? How come we doing this?
Well, why not?
Well, he said it couldn't be done.
Well, that's the reason, son.
That's good with Fred. We're clear.
There is one of the most familiar sounds for people who loved this series of movies. Eastbound and Down, Jerry Reed, who was in Smokey and the Bandit, was number one movie during this week in 1977 because of lines like this.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
You know who you're talking to?
Buford
me, Buford
Justice. Excuse me.
A distinguished officer of over 30 years seniority. One of the most highly respected law enforcement agents in the United States of America.
Jackie Gleason always was known for playing everything straight. So the fact that he showed up in the... Well, he was in two of these, wasn't he, Chucker, if I remember correctly?
He actually was in... I think they did three. They did a spin-off film with him. Well, they used his voice. I think they used his voice in the third one.
Yeah,
I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, but he was... It was just so counter to type, and he played it so well, so silly. The whole thing was silly. But it was when you found out afterwards there's really no script to it, and these guys all worked
just winging it the whole way.
The interesting part about Burt Reynolds is he was the biggest box office star of the 1980s. I think he was the number one box office attraction for 10 straight years.
Then
his career, he did so many silly projects, his audience just abandoned him, and then he reinvented himself for Boogie Nights, but then worked here and there. I was a big fan.
Personal favorite line from that movie?
Boy, when I get home, I'm going to punch your mama square in the mouth.
All right, Chuck Curry is here, Movie Moments, with some movie news in just a moment on Good Day.
Turkitarian is anyone who can't get enough of delicious Butterball turkey. You might be a Butterball Turkitarian if any of the following apply to you. You use wishbones to wish for more turkey. When people call you a turkey, you take it as a compliment. After you eat your Butterball Turkey burger, you miss it terribly. You think the best place to store a Butterball Turkey deli sandwich is in your mouth. Your ideal serving size of turkey is infinity. If this describes you, join other Turkitarians at Butterball.com and get an instant coupon now. That's Butterball.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, Chuck Curry. Here's an email that I got from one of our listeners named John Robertson, who heard us talking the other day about Mission Impossible, and I said I thought there were three of these. The first...
to make a fifth installment. You know, the interesting thing about his latest movie, Tom Cruise, what is it called? The Day Tomorrow,
yeah,
which opens next week. The trailers don't look that great, but for the advance for reviews are tremendous, with a lot of critics calling it the best action film of the summer.
All I saw in the trailer was a bunch of creepy crawly creatures he was chopping up. I was intrigued in Emily Blunt and how she has physically built herself to fit this role, and they seem to have an interesting relationship, at least what you can see in the trailer. But it's just more of the same monsters and chop 'em up stuff.
Well, it looks like Groundhog Day meets a big science fiction movie. That's what it looks like. But people seem to really dig it. I just want to point out, I'm in the minority here. I went to see Adam Sandler's Barrymore's movie Blended over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I don't know if it's me, but I just dig Adam Sandler, and I don't get all the critical hate for his films.
But they do nothing but make money.
Right.
As John Wayne said, none of the critics like my money, only
the critics.
Only, what did he say? None of the critics like my movies, only the public.
Adam Sandler's laughing all the way to the bank.
Exactly.
Yes, he is.
Chuck Curry, movie man here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can check his credentials out, including his blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, in the contributors box at DougSteffen.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.